This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the last big issues from the financial crisis, arguably, is what to do about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two big government-backed housing finance companies that have been in conservatorship since they almost went under back in 2008. Lawmakers have tried a bunch of times in the past 10 years to get them, and by extension, I guess, the government, out of the mortgage business. Hasn't worked, obviously, but Idaho Senator Mike Crapo, the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, is going to take another whack at privatizing Fannie and Freddie and opening the housing finance market to private competition. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains why he's doing that and why it matters.
One big reason Fannie and Freddie are still under government control?
I think the expression is nobody wants to get blamed for breaking the housing market.
That's Guy Sakala, publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance.
That's been true since the recession, but it's certainly true now. The housing market is somewhat precarious.
And there's the genuine disagreement about how to fix the system. Generally speaking, Sakala says Republican lawmakers favor substantially reducing Fannie and Freddie's power and the risk to taxpayers by opening the market for guaranteeing mortgages to private competition. Democrats want to preserve Fannie and Freddie's government mandate to promote affordable housing. Since 1992, the companies have been required to buy a certain percentage of mortgages that benefit low-income families.
The current mandates are things that must happen that the regulator has power to enforce.
Nikitra Bailey is with the Center for Responsible Lending. She says Senator Crapo's proposal would replace those mandates with what she calls untested incentives to encourage private investment in affordable housing.
And we just believe firmly that it's important to preserve what we know works well.
With Democrats in control of the House and a narrow Republican majority in the Senate, some compromise might be possible. Jesse Van Tol is CEO of the National Community Reinvestment Coalition. He says if Congress can't agree, the Trump administration is due out with its own plan to privatize Fannie and Freddie.
The administration has both the authority and apparently the desire to take some meaningful steps. I think the question is, how far will they go?
Last week, the White House said it plans to work with Congress on reform. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.